Welcome to the next session of Integrity Matters by Turnitin. My name is Betsy Matsunaga, and it's my pleasure to welcome our guest speaker, Professor Toshiyuki Yamamoto of Kansai University of International Studies, on the topic, The Current Landscape of Academic and Assessment Integrity in Japan, and Where to Next Post-COVID. To start with, may we ask you, Professor Yamamoto, to tell us about yourself, your research background, your role as a professor at Kansai University of International Studies and Kansai University?
Okay, thank you. I was in the United States for over 20 years or so, teaching Japanese and scientific Japanese and obtaining my PhD in educational technology area. In 2002, I believe, I came back to Japan and started teaching at a small engineering institution in Kanazawa, Japan. And after spending 7 years there, I moved to Kansai University, a large size private institution with the student population of around 30,000 at big school. And I served as an innovative researcher for professional development enhanced with technology and also global liberal arts education in the STEM or STEAM. Since this April, I moved to Kansai University of International Studies in Kobe. This time, my mission is to work on the expansion of the global studies program here at the Kansai University of International Studies. And in addition, I'm promoting data science to the students of sociology, and so that they can not only interpret the data in the society, but also they can predict the future and make wise decisions for the future society.
Thank you so much. To begin with, how is academic integrity recognized or comprehended in Japan? Is there a difference between academic integrity as perceived in Japan and the context of academic integrity as perceived by the rest of the world?
Academic integrity is the, I believe, is the philosophical mindset to reflect the learning mind to the mirror of honesty, sincerity, contribution to the future society, and also scientific attitude and ethics and morals. However, on the other hand, education in Japan is focusing on the rote memorization and also regurgitation and understanding. This is the one post on the Facebook that I encountered a couple of years ago. It's Tom Heyer. 21st century kids are being taught by 20th century adults using 19th century curriculum and techniques on our 18th century calendar. This was a mind-boggling thing to me. As a matter of fact, what we've been doing is we've been continuing sustainably the German or Prussian educational system, which was developed in 1806. That's the educational paradigm we've been following, and where the education for quality control of the factory workers, of course the factory is for military weaponry industry, and so the system with curriculum and also the daily schedule, bell rings to start a session, and then bell rings to end, and then the recess, and also lunchtime, and also the daily routines, and all those curriculum structure, it all came from that Prussian or Prussian educational system, and which we've been following since then. And in this type of education system, there's no need for academic integrity, because the purpose is to raise the kids for the future to prosper their nation economy wise and economy based on weaponry or military industry. Here, there's no room for academic integrity that should end. We experience how bad it was in such a school system during the pandemic, and we're still experiencing it now. It doesn't work anymore. So we need technology, and we need a new paradigm for education. That's where the academic integrity resides. Traditional education, there's no room for academic integrity. We need a new paradigm, and we need to look at the future to focus on academic integrity. That's how I think, because students spend 4 years at least of life at the university before they graduate. And after that, until at the age of 65 or 70, when they retire, they're about 50 years. So how do we get the students at the age of 22 upon graduation to the retirement at the age of 70? We cannot be their teachers for lifelong. What we need is lifelong learning attitude for the students so that they can keep on rolling till their retirement, for 50 years. So that fuel seems to me is the academic integrity. They need to have pride, and they need to have honesty, and they need to have sincerity to face their future life. The academic integrity is a promise and also the proof of original ideas or original way of thinking. And so which kind of contradicts with the traditional way of looking at education. Let me just give you some examples. This is still going on. It's a common practice. If a student is writing a paper for publication, however, student's name will not be placed as the first author. His or her professor's name will be placed as the first author. And here, the originality is violated, but still that's a practice going on these days. And another example is we all get the research grant from the Ministry of Education or some other grant sources. In that category, it is legitimate to hire a professional translator to translate their Japanese version of paper to English or French or German. It's okay to hire such and also claim as a appropriate or proper spending of the budget. So these are the two different kinds of violation or the different view of what Japanese or Asian people look at the academic integrity. So although this academic integrity was developed or in the Western world, it's an important concept, because we're not just writing papers to please our accomplishment or the satisfaction. It's for the benefit of the future of the world and also the society. The cultural issue is the main thing that we need to think about it. It's a national cultural values to look at integrity and also the traditional view of what the scholar is defined in the Oriental culture.
That's very helpful in helping us to understand the difference. As a follow-up, what are some challenges to academic integrity, and what has the impact of COVID been on academic integrity in Japan?
Because of the pandemic, they all realized that the traditional or normal education did not work. So we need innovative way to operate the education. The Ministry of Education and government is promoting educational DX or digital transformation. However, those who cling on the traditional way of handling things or the routine educational situation, they're not comfortable and they're not ready to get into educational digital transformation. Before the pandemic was a digital automation. Okay. Some of the easy routine jobs or routine work were being converted into a digital way or using computers to bring efficiency. That process was accelerated. And so now the people are working on the digital automate now instead of a digital transformation. They're not ready for that. The difference between the digital automation and digital transformation is the digital automation is just the digitalization of the traditional or routine work, okay, while the digital transformation implies the digital automation plus the innovative use of computers to bring more productivity or efficiency in the society. They're not ready for that. And until they're ready for innovative use of digitalization, academic integrity doesn't play a role in the Asian culture or Japanese culture. So it's just the beginning of the birth of academic integrity.
Thank you so much. That's great. So how might technology support initiatives or strategies towards a culture of academic integrity in Japan?
So the technology can replace the conventional informational sources such as books and worksheets and textbooks and lecture notes and the grade book and roster and things. Okay, these can be done digitally. But what is not possible is the critical thinking. How to teach students how to think critically, and also how to ask questions critically. We have to work on it because most of the education system in Japan or Asian countries are lecture-based, and most of them is based on the memorization and also understanding. No application of what they have learned into the practical or real world. Until we get into that active learning area or the realm, academic integrity doesn't play an important role there. But some of the early adopters have implemented the learning management system in education in the entire curriculum. And the slowest ones, the laggards, are still not implementing the LMS or school-wide system in education. Okay, so we need the academic integrity culture, where assessment in education is based on the entire stakeholders, students, and the teacher involved. Assessment, not the traditional way of evaluating students based on what they have earned in the tests. Okay, so we need to shift to a new educational paradigm. Okay.
Moving on to assessments, how do you define or describe assessment integrity? And is there one tip you can share with other academics to ensure integrity in assessments?
Assessment in learning is the integrity. Because assessment is based on the honest work and also valid work of the from learning. So I've been using ePortfolio for that purpose, and ePortfolio managed by the learner themselves. And what is archived there is the learning artifacts, which are the mirrors of their learning minds. Okay, the reflections and what they thought about, and also what they are planning for the next step of learning or the future. So this mirror is the most important part of integrity. So learning artifacts proof learning data. There's no dishonesty, there's no forged information. It's all honest work. So the rationale here is without integrity, there's no authentic assessment. This assessment is not just conducted by the teachers, learners and teachers. They work together collaboratively to conduct it for the purpose of it. It's more like it's a target from the mission target and also curriculum target and also courses target and also learning objectives in each course. Here, the assessment for integrity is really important from both point of view. Both means learners as well as the teachers or facilitators. We all have some perspectives when we teach or learn things. Okay? Teachers' perspective and the students' perspectives are not always the same. Until we conduct the assessment, authentic assessment, we cannot understand truly with what's going on in the course or in learning. Visualization is only with the valid and reliable data stored in ePortfolio, which in turn used for the assessment. So that's how I perceive the integrity in assessment. The student's writing is the mirror image of the learning. Students' writing are the reflection of their active vocabulary. That way we can use free writing as the source for the assessment. Integrity is not the turf of the educators. It's the collaborative work by the learners and also educators or teachers. Teachers cannot be teachers for learners for lifelong. So the learners must have such assessment skill or with the assessment, with the integrity together. Otherwise, they cannot just conduct the lifelong learning by themselves after graduation. What security really means is the data used in assessment needs to be reliable and valid. Assessment data must be the original data and no forged or modified data. Why we need such data for assessment is not just for assessing individual students' learning. It's more like for the society and future society. Okay? We need to make the society a better world.
Thank you for sharing your views today with us, Professor Yamamoto, on Integrity Matters. We have been discussing academic and assessment integrity in Japan, and it has been a delight having you as our guest today. We look forward to seeing you again soon.